Good morning. Excited to see what the Lord is going to do this morning on this Memorial Day weekend as we stand here and sit here today. I want to ask all those who have served, please just take a moment and stand. Let's give them a hand, guys. The fact that people are willing to go and to put life on the line for our freedom. How wonderful that is. How wonderful it is to think that our Lord put his life on the line for our freedom as well. Guys, we're free this morning. That's exciting. So I want to ask a question to us this morning. Many of you see the sermon title here, Expecting the Lord. How many of you came in here this morning expecting the Lord to show up? I hope you did. I hope you came in here expecting his presence. See, hasn't the Lord been so good to us, friends? Time and time again, he has been faithful. He's given us freedom due to his death. And we can live free today because of what he has done for us. He has given us a country where things are still free because of the sacrifices of many. Now, I know in many of our eyes things may be going south. Many of us look at the manner of our country, we're not very optimistic. But I want to share a promise with us today in relation very much to what you see on the screen. The Lord is going to show up, friends. He has promised us so. I want to ask you today, why are you so concerned with the direction of this world? You see, the Lord has promised us many promises. I ask you today, why would we not be concerned of this world? As we begin to look at the psalmist David's writings in Psalms 27, where Pastor Don has already read from this morning, as we begin to look at David's writings here, I believe that God will begin to reveal to us why this is so. You see, God has been where we are going. Imagine the psalmist encamped by his enemies, afraid of his next turn. Where do I go? Who is with me? Think, none other than God himself was with David. In fact, in verse 2, the psalmist said, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Think of that verse for just a moment. The psalmist, surrounded by his enemies, as his enemies, as his foes, as they approached him, they had no hope. Not even a chance. With the presence of God in the life of the psalmist, the enemy of God's man didn't have a prayer. You see, here is the excitement in what our God is doing. Imagine yourself in the darkest of places like David was. You see, God has been there already. He knows the trajectory of our life, and he knows that our life is in his hands. And we can rest assured in that promise today. I want to read a story to us that I've found this week from Jared Kimber, who is a U.S. Army Black Hawk pilot in Iraq. The story goes like this. Jared said, during my second deployment in Iraq, we were stationed in Kirkuk as a pilot of medical evacuation helicopter. We have to be ready to pick up wounded soldiers and bring them to the hospital at any hour of the day or night. When soldiers suffer injuries, we are the first ones they call. One night, we got the call to go rescue some soldiers that were shot up pretty badly. It is always better to not be seen when flying in a hostile environment, so we flew this nighttime mission blacked out or without any lights. If the enemy can see us, they can shoot a missile at us. So we take every precaution to be as stealthy as possible. Our night vision goggles enabled us to navigate at night. As we approached the area where we needed to make our pickup, I tried to make radio contact with the soldiers. As I diverted my attention down to the radio, I felt like I should look up. I knew I needed to make radio contact, so I continued focusing on the radio. I again was prompted to look up. I still ignored the prompting, when suddenly it was as if I was grabbed by my helmet and forced to look up. I looked and saw a silhouette of one of our blacked-out helicopters flying near us. I instinctively knew that the oncoming helicopter was flying in a pair, and so I immediately looked to the second helicopter. After seeing the first helicopter, I yelled to my co-pilot to turn left. And instead, he dove the helicopter downward. As we dove, I looked to my left just in time to see the second helicopter upon us and flaring upwards. We were so close that when I looked out my window, I could see the two pilots in their seats. It was a very scary experience. If I had looked out my window half a second later, we would have collided for sure. I have since thought about the experience many times. If I would have looked out after the first prompting, it would not have been a close call, and we could have maneuvered easily out of each other's way. I ignored the spirit a couple of times, but thankfully our Heavenly Father was not going to let me ignore it a third. Friends, as we think of Jared there, he learned a mighty impressive lesson, didn't he? To listen to the Spirit's call, to be expecting the Lord's presence. Now, whether or not you have served, there have certainly been times in which you were like Jared. You were in the darkness. Perhaps metaphorically, perhaps literally, but there are certainly times in your life when you have been in the darkness, when you have been in fear. And the truth is that, like the psalmist, when Christ dwells with us, the enemy has no hope. I pray that takes a tremendous pressure off of you today. I pray that you would rely on God because you know that your life is in His hands. See, many of us, we try day in and day out to carry our own life, to hold our own fate, when in reality it's all Christ. But what about this world? We live in what is a very dark day. And while living in this dark day, many Christians wonder, what about us? We hear it around the church. We hear it in the Christian community. What about us? What's next? When's the Lord coming? You see, the beauty that dwells within the truth that God has already been where we are going is that He's already been right here. He already knows everything about my life, everything about your life. And He knows this dark day better than any. And in the world that we live in, where just this week we have witnessed a school shooting that has killed many innocent children, a world in which our freedoms have had to be defended by war. You see, the psalmist David had a promise within his own life that correlates to us. The psalmist says this about his ever so dark day in Psalms 27:5. He says, "For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." David was looking for God's protection, and guess what, friends? He had confidence that he had it. So in the dark age, are we looking to the Lord? You see, the truth is that in the darkest of times, the only refuge that we may find is in God Himself. And if we consistently fail to look to Him, how could we ever expect Him to change time? You know, we sit around, I think, sometimes and act like we want to see change, but we don't expect the Lord. I've told the story to a few of you about, and I heard the story from someone else, so I don't know exactly who it was or anything, but a pastor had been getting a visitor to their church that was coming to, it was a preacher friend who was coming along with them, and they were standing at the front door of the sanctuary, and as they looked up to the sanctuary, the friend that was there saw the pastor's wife at the altar just laying down. And he said, what's she, it was like an hour before church service, he said, what's she doing? He said, she's preparing for worship. You know what that tells me? She was expecting the Lord. She was expecting him to show up. You see, the psalmist David says in the very next verse, he says over in verse 6, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Notice the recognition of God. He not only recognizes who is with him, but he praises who is with him. God will be with David. God will be with us also. He has promised us so. That's why we expect the Lord. By expecting the Lord, I mean that we expect him to show up. We expect him. We shouldn't be shocked when his presence enters our life. We should know it's coming. You see, many of us treat the Spirit showing up as a surreal, out-of-body experience. In reality, it should be an everyday thing. In fact, we should be dwelling so close to the Lord that we lay in anticipation for the next time the Spirit will show up. Because we know it's coming. And we know it's just right around the corner. Friends, think of this. We have a twofold promise this morning. First, the Lord has promised to dwell with us on this earth. And he has promised also to one day return to us. So twofold promise. Not only is he going to return for us, but he is also going to be here with us. He's always with us. We can be expecting the Lord from every direction. What I want to ask you today is simply, just as the lady that I mentioned, have you been expecting the Lord? And like I asked at the start of this, when you came in this morning, did you expect the Lord to show up? I pray that whatever's going on in your life, you came here today to deal with it, and you expected the Lord's presence there. Are you counting on the Lord today? Or when you see the bad going on around you, in this very bad world, as we often depict it, are we putting it in our hands? Are we putting ourselves on a pedestal as though we can handle it alone? Is it possible, if we're being fair, that most of us probably don't expect the Lord to show up? What a discredit it is, what Christ did on the cross, when we fail to expect him to show up. David said this, Psalms 27, 13 through 14. He said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Friends, is it possible that we've grown impatient today? That we want to take into our own hands because we don't want to wait on God? Listen to what the psalmist said, wait on the Lord. Many have paid the sacrifice for our freedom today. They have done so that we have the opportunity to boldly and faithfully live for our God. Unfortunately, many of us are more concerned about the issues plaguing our world than we are confident in the Lord's hands on it. You see, the truth is that all of this is really quite simple. Like the psalmist David, we should be living in anticipation. Like the psalmist David, we should be waiting on the Lord to show up in our life. Yes, you see, be it by Him allowing this world to continue, or be it by Him returning in glory for us, we need not worry about what may be or may not be. Our God is faithful. And if our God is faithful, should we not confidently and boldly live for Him? How sad is it that we undermine God's faithfulness today by questioning His sovereign rule over this world? So today, as we thank the lives that have given so much for our freedom, I want us to not forget on this Memorial Day what the big picture of God's plan is. You see, we can expect Him any day. Maybe He comes back for His people right now. Or maybe He just shows up in this church service this morning. But the question isn't if He's going to show up. It's when He's going to show up and if we're going to allow Him to work in our lives. The question is, be it here present today, or be it by Him returning for us, are we ready? If we're living in this world, it is difficult to see how it is that we could be ready for Him while also living a life of doubt and putting it into our own hands. Meaning that if our life is drawn away from Him, how is it that we can expect His presence or His return? If sin plagues our life today, if we're living our life in habitual sin and coming to church and thinking that that's going to cover it, but we've never made a move to change that sin, to repent from that sin, to repent is to change it. Not just to ask for forgiveness, to change it. So if we're living in sin today, how is it that we could be ready for the Lord? If we would rather live in the flesh than in His might, the Lord's return is going to be a dreaded day for us. And I can promise you this thing, like David, he was living with and through, he won't be able to do that with you. Not if you haven't repented. So I want to encourage you today to not live for this world any longer. I want to encourage you to make a move toward God today. And friends, as we are coming to a close here today, do you expect the Lord today? Whatever it may be in your life, perhaps you've been living in sin, but questioning, where is God? Well, He can't be present if you're not living for Him. Let's pray. Father God, I am just so thankful for Your presence on the lives of those in this church who have trusted and followed You. And Father, I pray today. I pray that they not only expect You, but that they felt You. And Father, I pray that they act on Your Spirit dwelling with them today. Father, whatever it may be today, Father, if there's a sin that plagues their life, Father, if there's a health issue going on in their world, Father, whatever it is, may they expect You to show up in it today, but may they act and be willing to allow You to be present. Father, as we take this time to just give an opportunity. I pray that they would capitalize on the opportunity to come to know you, because you have promised us that we can expect you. Father, we thank you again for being with us today. We ask that you would lead and guide us. We ask that your Spirit would come into this place and that it would dwell in among your people. And we say this in your most kind and gracious heavenly name. Amen. Friends, whatever it may be today, whatever issues are going on in your life, perhaps you find yourself living in sin. Would you come? Would you make it right today? Perhaps you feel led to church membership. Friends, would you come? Perhaps you have issues that are going on in your world that maybe you've not shared with anybody. Friends, would you come? Would you share it with the Lord today? Friends, perhaps you've just not been expecting the Lord. So can we expect Him to show up in our lives this morning?